Good afternoon and welcome to our meeting. It is now 1:30 PM on March 7th, 2023. And time to reconvene a regular meeting of the Snohomish County PUD Board of Commissioners. I'm Rebecca Wolf, President of the Commission. My right is Commissioner Sid Logan, Vice President. To my left is Commissioner Tony Olson, Secretary. At the main table over here, Scott Jones, Chief Financial Officer, filling in for Mr. Harlow today. Wallenbrock, General Counsel is also at the head table here. And this is Colin's first day serving at the commission meeting, so welcome, Colin. He's our new General Counsel. Melissa Collins, also to the right of Scott Jones, is Commission and Executive Services Director. Allison Morrison, to my left, is Clerk of the Board. Jenny Rich is at the computers in front of us. She's Deputy Clerk of the Board. And Morgan Stolzner is Deputy Clerk of the Board at the sign-in table. The written record will indicate others who are present. Please turn off or mute your cell phones or other electronic devices. Copies of the agenda are located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. Are there any items to be added or changes to be made to the published agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Okay. Thank you. Comments from the public is item 3 on the agenda. And that is when the board will hear comments for items that are not listed on today's agenda. Comments will be limited to 5 minutes, and persons shall be recognized to speak from the sign-up cards located on the Deputy Clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 on the phone. Attendees will be called on to speak at the appropriate time. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium and use the microphone, state, spell your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, hand them to the Deputy Clerk right here, who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be brought to the floor for discussion. Now, would you please rise and join me in the flag salute? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Today, we're very thrilled to introduce Aaron Burke, who will recognize and introduce our Employee of the Month, Reason Steele. So, Aaron, tell us about Grayson, please.
Absolutely. Wow. You can really hear yourself through the speakers here.
Yeah.
First off, I want to give my appreciation for the opportunity to present Grayson with this honor. And I really do appreciate the district's continued prioritization of recognizing outstanding employees. I think that's really important to the organization. So background on Grayson, he was hired into the district in the Everett Customer Engineering team in 2018 after graduating with an engineering degree from UW. In fact, we tried to not hold against him. At this point, I'd like to recognize, I know this is about Grayson, but when we talk about his time in Everett Customer Engineering, I'd really like to give a kudos to that team. They have a track record of bringing on really quality people in the district, as illustrated by the fact that nearly half of my team comes from Everett Customer Engineering. They hire good people, they train them well. We end up with candidates that are technically trained. They know how to multitask, they know how to manage projects, and they most importantly, they know how to communicate and just cooperate in developing projects. And so big kudos to them, and Grayson comes to us with all of those skills. I would say his joining our group started in November of 2019, and I don't know if you remember what you were doing in November of 2019. It was back a pandemic ago, but I remember what I was doing. In November of 2019, my manager, my current manager, was being reassigned temporarily to the AMI team, so I was stepping in as manager of distribution engineering on an interim, time-limited basis. And because of that, we had an opening, a time-limited opening to bring somebody in. And Grayson, despite having a solid full-time employment FTE position in customer engineering, decided to take a risk and join our group. He interviewed really well, and since then has been doing a fantastic job. I would say that a term that I hear frequently assigned to Grayson is rock star. I hear it from my leads when I have leads meetings, as they're looking at who they can assign work to. I hear it from my co-managers when they're talking about working with Grayson. And I think that they use that term not because of his wonderful singing voice. I don't think it's because of his singing voice, but because they know when a tricky project comes along, that he's somebody who can take it, who will manage it well. And if he has questions, he will definitely reach out and ask those questions. But he's somebody that we know we can trust to take those projects on. He's a well-rounded engineer. He can do all of the type of works that we do in distribution. We do a big variety of work. He can do relocation projects. He can do system improvement projects, cable replacements, large commercial industrial. In fact, he does probably more large commercial industrial projects for the district than anybody on my team right now. And we do a lot of that work. I would say that as an engineer in the group, he continues to grow and develop. This last year has been a big one for him. He passed his FE exam, and for those who are engineers, he realized that is a big accomplishment. He's anticipating taking the FE exam in about 6 months, as soon as he is eligible. He was promoted to engineer. I had the honor of promoting him to engineer in the group. And then on a personal note, he's now a homeowner who is anticipating getting married this fall. So his fiance, Kaylee, couldn't be here today. I think she's listening in. So big thanks for your support. And then with that, I would like to offer my appreciation to Grayson for all his hard work. And I would invite you all to join me in congratulating him for being March's Employee of the Month. No, I don't think you have to give a speech, but I think you get to take a photo.
Put up with
us, Grayson. So appreciate it.
Which one am I supposed to have? Do I get this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking this home.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. No.
This is a great
color. Good color, and really good.
Well,
good.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
If you don't mind, I will take a photo. I turned my phone off because I didn't want to.
Can't hold it.
Yeah, should we group up? Yeah, sure.
Right.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
So much. Really appreciate it.
I would like to present you with this wonderful award. And it says Employee of the Month, Grayson Steele, March 2023. And I read that you had a lot to do with that Linwood project, that interchange where oh my gosh, that is the most amazing thing that they're doing there, and I think that you had a lot to do with that. That was really impressive. Thank
Sorry
you.
For the traffic.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just about to add, I so enjoyed going visiting my relatives in Linwood.
Yeah, I was there yesterday and I took a different way home. But congrats.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and coming up through the ranks in engineering, kudos to you. Great. I like to, and what is the next level? What's the next? Is that For PE?
Yeah, my PE will be coming up.
Wow, and then don't PEs get to use that stamp on the?
People ask that all the time. I have a stamp in my drawer, and I've probably used it in my time here at the district, maybe 3-4 times.
Well.
But you could if you wanted to.
If I wanted to.
Years ago, having that stamp was really important.
They tend to frown on you just walking around stamping.
Well, I congratulate you.
Thank you so much. I'm a Husky fan.
Oh, yeah. I had a hard time not.
Well, nobody putting the W up.
Grace, we have a glamour photo here. You're probably too young to know what glamour photos are. So, you know, as you know, engineers that are good communicators are often far and few between and are really critical to great teamwork. So thank you so much.
So I have an engineer on my left and an engineer on my
right. But I'm not a professional engineer.
I thought,
oh, I'll never need that. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You became a commissioner.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a beautiful color.
I know.
Yeah. And a beautiful man.
Thank you so much.
Great. Is anybody, are you folks here for his presentation? Anybody wants to comment?
Good or bad?
Oh, we love that.
This is your opportunity.
When he started with me, I trained him. It's all my fault.
Yeah, exactly. He taught me what not to do, so I really.
Now, you do plat work in addition to the cities?
Not as much. Mostly, it's mostly apartment complexes and commercial work.
It's a tough program.
You go, Grace.
So much.
That's on you.
Do you have some more that you would like to say? Any of you? More comments?
Well, actually, Grayson is my.
Come up to the microphone, please.
Sure.
We have people.
Now you've done it.
Now you've done it. Well, my name's Richard Dumont, and I work with Grayson all the time. He's actually one of my partner in taking care of the PD rig. Yeah, and so once in a while we tag team on trying to warm it up because it's been so cold, and once in a while the batteries die. But it's one of those excuses that I say, hey buddy, I need to use the rig. Are you going to use the rig? But Grayson's one of the stars, just like what Aaron said in our group. So, way to go.
So much, Rich.
Congratulations. Yep.
So, when are you getting married?
Next September. And if I'm allowed, I just want to say I love you, Kaylee. If she really did.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for supporting
me. Now say it more loudly.
Yeah.
I love you, Kaylee. And hello, Kaylee. We're sorry you couldn't be here. Yeah. Next
so
time, you bring her. Okay.
I will.
Thanks, everybody.
Let's give it a round of
applause. We're going to go, right?
Thank you, Aaron. Now we'll move on to comments from the public. Are there any comments from the public on items not on the agenda? Please state your first and last names for the record. Do you have anybody?
We do not.
Nobody on the phone, nobody in person? Okay. Consent agenda will include the approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of February 21, 2023, bid awards, professional services contracts, and amendments, and consideration of certification and ratification and approval of the district. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Yeah, my mic was on. I move approval. Okay, thank you.
Commissioner, can we just confirm that the district checks and vouchers that's missing from the item? We missed that part.
What was that?
On item 4C, can you just reread it with the ending being checks and vouchers?
Okay, I'll just quickly, the consent agenda has three parts. A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of February 21, 2023. B is bid awards, professional services contracts and amendments. And C is consideration of certification and ratification and approval.
And district checks and vouchers, not on there.
Oh, district check, oh, checks and vouchers, of course. I did not understand. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I call for a motion, and I believe you.
We have a motion on the table.
We have a motion on the table. You moved approval. Are there any comments from the public regarding the consent agenda? Don't believe we have any questions or comments from the commissioners.
I have none.
I have a comment and a quick question. Okay. So I'm looking at the public works contract for the work at Combat Dam. Kudos to getting such a great bid, but I'm sort of curious, what's the, in a short summary, can someone explain how you replace a 48-inch valve? It's got to be a lot of PB blaster or something. I can speak to that.
I'm Jason Cohen. I'm a mechanical engineer. I'm a senior generation operation technology engineering specialist at Jackson. Kind of replaced Danny Miles 4 years ago. So we evaluated this valve here about 2.5 years ago and discovered that there was quite a bit of corrosion upstream of the seal. We sourced a new one from a company called Organox out of Spain. This particular valve that we ordered, which we now have on site at Kalmbach, is the exact same design and size that the City of Seattle used at their toll project. And two of the bidders that came to the table, Shin Mechanical and J.R. Merritt. Shin Mechanical was actually the contractor that installed the one at City of Seattle's toll project, and they're the one that won the bid for us. So they have a lot of experience installing this particular valve. And in addition to this valve, there's a 10-inch valve that's a little bit smaller. And we're also replacing a 60-kilowatt hydro turbine that's down in the dam with a 100-kilowatt unit that will give us a little bit additional capacity when the lake level is lower and will allow us to operate the elevator that goes down into the valve chamber. So there's some other electrical components to that too. The proposed scenario of how they're going to replace this is going to be fun. They're going to use a large crane to lower the valve down through the spillway.
Wow.
So it will be a guided lowering down through the spillway as it comes down, and then the plan is to then bring it up into the valve chamber and install it that way. So hopefully all that will happen within a week. As far as lowering, utilizing the crane, the project schedule will be probably through the end of March, starting in the end of March, going through probably the end of August.
Well, I wish you well in that whole procedure. Sounds as if it, poses some challenges. We have a lot of safety concerns and all of that. So,
pretty cool.
Good luck with that, and thank you.
Yeah, I have complete confidence in Shin Mechanical. I've checked with a lot of the references.
Great. I had a question. I do have a question about generation unit price earthworks. I just wish somebody would kind of explain this one to me, because it's not often that we get a $600,000 reduction.
So, oh, is that an exception?
It is an exception.
It's on page 98, yeah.
Clark Lang contracts for purchasing. So just to back up and explain, a unit price contract is a contract that we award that has different labor units and material units broken out in the bid. And rather than have a specific project or scope of work associated with it, it's just work that would be anticipated throughout a year for those. It could be pipe fitters, it could be mechanical technicians, different kinds of labor, and then different kinds of material. So we went into this thinking that there was going to be a certain amount of work done. We ran into some issues with just how that contract was run. And so we've decided that we're going to
terminate that contract and come up with a better, with a different solution for that, to get that kind of work done. Mm-hmm. And so we ended up with this contract that was awarded originally for almost $1 million, but for those reasons, we're not going to use that $566,000 and change.
So, I really appreciate you explaining that, because I was not clear on that.
Yeah, it's not a case where we thought something was going to cost $1 million to do it, and we did it for less than half. That's as much as we'd like to come back every time and tell you that we did it for less than half. This is just a truing up of some clerical.
No, well, you do great work. And you do.
Thank you very much.
Let's see, Commissioner. Oh, we didn't vote, did we?
We didn't know that.
Okay. So, there being no questions or other comments, call for the vote. Vote aye if you approve, vote nay if you didn't.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is approved. Commission business, A, commission reports. Are there any reports, commissioners?
Other than just the standard things that have just been.
I don't have a report, but I sort of have a comment. There was an interesting article, I think it was in our news feed last week, about heat pump water heaters for a new apartment building being built in Seattle. And I thought, what an interesting thing potentially for hotels in our area. So I need to keep an eye on that technology. And I'm just thinking about a hotel, you know, all that water heating happens right when we don't want it to. So if there's anything that could reduce that load.
And it was for the apartment?
I think it was for like a low-income apartment. Okay. I think most apartment complexes, each unit heats their own water. So this apartment building is being designed with central water heating. They use it.
Do you know how many apartments?
I can't remember. It was in our news stories last week. But the interesting thing was, because, you know, they could, utility was interested because they could adjust, you know, the time of when the energy was being used. They had some flexibility and to manage the whole building as opposed to.
And from what I know, or a little bit that I know, heat pump water heaters are much more efficient.
They are.
We're in the market for one too, so.
Okay. Well, we all three attended the Public Power Council meetings earlier in the month, a few days ago, and PNUC, which is, help me out, Pacific Northwest Utilities
Conference Committee,
PNUCC. And Colin is going to be our new representative on that council, on the PNUC board. You want to say how thrilled you are, Michelle?
Yeah, not officially. I think we're still having discussions with John. John will continue to serve as our official representative. And then once he returns, we'll have a discussion.
Okay. Well, if that works out,
blessings. I previously served on that board. It's a great group and happy to support.
Yeah, they know you well. Yeah. Thank you for agreeing to do that. So, governance planning calendar, are there any changes to the governance planning calendar?
On
the event calendar.
Oh, I might just get that wrong.
5B.
Commissioner event calendar, are there any changes to the commissioner event calendar?
We have Logan and Wolf going to NWPPA.
Right.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. That will be in Anchorage. I think that's all. We're still working on getting a retreat scheduled, I guess.
That's the next agenda item.
Yeah. Governance planning, are there any changes to the governance planning calendar? You want to speak to that, Winston? Anything, any progress?
Sean just returned from vacation on Monday, and we have a meeting Friday.
Okay.
And then we'll meet with John once he returns.
Great, thank you so much for working on that.
And to schedule when something might come back to this.
I will push for the following meeting, but I can't guarantee it.
Okay.
Depending on John's schedule.
Yeah, because that's going to be.
I will be.
A challenge.
Sean and I will work on an agenda, kind of just putting what everybody had said to me,
okay.
And then we'll I think what we had talked about was sending it out to the three of you and kind of trying to narrow it down.
Exactly.
So
that's right.
Hopefully we'll have something to send out Friday for the board to narrow it down, and then we'll just keep going back and forth and playing with it.
Okay, thanks. So not giving up on it.
Nope, not giving
any
up.
Any other changes? So
we talked about today having a markets workshop potentially, if that's
yes.
If John's not here to defend himself.
And I believe that's down the road.
Yeah.
So, but we'll put it on the to be schedule.
Right. That was the, Scott. Now is the time for you to say no.
No, I think it's a good idea, but we probably there's no huge sense of urgency
no,
there, so we'll give ourselves a few months to make sure we slot it in your calendar.
Good. Okay. Any other changes to the planning calendar? Okay. Is there any further business to come before the board? Do you have any questions? Have you heard of
no,
it?
No.
Hearing none, it is now 1:56 p.m. The meeting is now adjourned.